The recent shooting at the synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the hate campaigns that our candidates, our politicians throw at each other, show that hatred is slowly creeping in into our society. And we ask this question, why? Why do we allow hatred to spread? Is hating one another our vocation? Isn't it that our vocation as children of God is to love? Have you find in the scripture that our initial vocation as Christian is to hate one another? None. You cannot find it in the scripture. But our mission, our vocation is to love. Loving is our mission. And this is the message of our readings today, my dear brothers and sisters. So Moses reminded the Israelites in the book of Deuteronomy to fear and observe carefully the statutes and commandments of God. Fear. Why fear? We don't like fear. I don't want to be afraid. We all don't want to be afraid. But fear in this context means that when Moses said to the Israelites, fear and observe the commandments of God, it is in this context that attune your minds to the will of God. In other words, listen carefully to the will of God. What is the will of God for you as human being and as a community of Israel? And of course, the Israelites asked this question, why do we have to observe and fear the Lord? Observing the statutes and commandments of the Lord will give them life and prosperity. So it's not just the life that we have in this world, but life with God. And so here, we can associate love with life. Actually, love is the means to life. When we continue loving, we will find life. But if love is absent, by the way, we don't know it, that hatred is actually an instrument of death. Many people are not aware of that. I tell you and I repeat, hatred is an instrument of death. That's why when we continue to hate one another, we are actually wishing the death of one another. And that is repugnant to our nature as human beings, most especially as children of God. Love God with all your heart. This is the commandment that Moses reminded the Israelites. Love God with all your heart. This is the Shema. So this should be all Jews, when they were small, are already schooled into this culture of loving God, of thinking of God, loving Him with everything in the person. And the model of this, brothers and sisters, is Jesus in our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Jesus, as our high priest, is contrasted with the Levitical priests of the Jews. It states that these priests, these Levitical priests, don't stay in their position for so long because they die. But our high priest, Jesus Christ, his priesthood is eternal. And he continues to intercede for us, even if he is already in heaven. And he did this through loving. Of course, you may say, oh, is it still possible for Jesus that what humanity did to him were all evil things. Those who plotted for his death. Remember that when he breathed his last, his words were, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Forgiving, my dear brothers and sisters, is a manifestation of what? Love. That means when you forgive, you love. That is our vocation. And if you do not forgive, oh, you know the conclusion. So this is what Jesus did. Forgive them. And when he was in heaven, he should have said, "Oh, humanity, I have had enough with you. I have done you good. But what? Look what you did to me. You plotted to my death. But no. Even Jesus was in heaven. He continues to intercede for us here on earth. This is just a show of his love for us. Isn't this also our vocation? To continue where there is hatred. According to St. Francis, what did he say? Let us so love. Let us continue loving. Let us not repay hatred by hatred, but loving. And in that way, we will find life. And not only life, fullness of life. Take that into consideration, my dear brothers and sisters. When we continue to love, we find life, fullness of life. A scribe in our gospel wanted to test the knowledge of Jesus, of God's commandment. By the way, the scribes are the highly intellectual people of the Jews. They studied carefully the Torah and the Ten Commandments. And in their studies, they found out that there are 613 precepts all in all. So confusing. So which of this is least to be followed or to be observed, and which of this should be given priority? That is the context of the question that one of the scribes posed to Jesus, and Jesus' reply was, he goes to the basic or the very foundation of the commandment. And what is that foundation? Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your understanding, everything in you, put it in love with God. And not only that, you should also love your neighbor. So here, we look at the cross. It is an instrument of love. It is not an instrument of punishment and the like and the evil ones. It is an instrument of love. If you see the cross, there are two poles there, aspect there. The vertical and the horizontal. The vertical signifies our love for God and God's love for us. And the horizontal is our love for our neighbor. Is it possible, Father, that we can just love God, period. I can love God. I worship God every Sunday. But I hate my neighbor. I hate him. I don't want to see his face, Father. My blood reaches its peak. You cannot do that. That is impossible. Because how can you love God whom you do not see? When you do not love your neighbor whom you see. It is ridiculous, right? So love, remember, has two sides. When we love God, we cannot but love our neighbor. That's why this hate campaign, oh, how can we live in hate? We said, God bless America. But where is God when we discriminate people? When we don't love people, we're so selfish, we're so proud, etc., etc. That kind of love will never, never be accepted by God. Look at Jesus at the crucifix. His love is everlasting. Oh, by the way, I have to end because my friend here has to share something for our parish. I may call Paul and Songhei for sharing the love and the goodness of God in their very lives.